Scripture says the night is almost gone and the day is near. What if we're closer to Christ's return than any generation before us? As nations shake, fears rise, and Israel stands back in her land, this isn't just bad news headlines. It's your opportunity to wake up, straighten up, and love your neighbor with an eternal urgency. Listen in and discover why today may be your last chance to live like the day is at hand. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, if you're enjoying this series on loving your neighbor, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And especially today, because we are going to talk a little bit about a very interesting verse in Romans chapter 13, verse 12. And it's just the first half of that verse. If you just kind of read past it, you'll miss it. So if you're in that Washington Defender app, share this inside of your huddle. Finally, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us accomplish our goal to change the heart so that we change the public square. Remember, we have a calling from God to lay a firm foundation on monthly donors, whether that be a little amount or a huge amount, we want to be able to bless our state. So I want to encourage you to partner with us each and every day. So let's dive into the Word of God together. It's Romans chapter 13, and it is verse 8 and through 14. Here we go. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So today, as we get into this, and it's a couple of verses down, if you truly believe what I'm going to tell you today, love your neighbor and let them know. Okay, here we go. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. In other words, being silent when you know something's coming. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Do this knowing that the time that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now, salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed. Here's our verse for the day. The night is almost gone. Listen to that. The night is almost gone and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, and not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its lusts. All right, here we go. Verse 12, the night is almost gone and the day is near. Now, what in the world does that mean? Well, think about this. The night is almost gone and the day is near. He just said salvation is nearer today than it has ever been. So what would that mean? That means we're going to see something changing in our society, in our culture, in our world, in our environment. I believe that is talking about Christ coming for his bride. You say, why do you come to that? In other words, in Jewish thought, there were a day was like 1,000 years, 1,000 years was like a day. So at zero or 4,000 years BC, we have Adam and Eve. 2,000 years later, we have Abraham. Approximately 2,000 years after that, in other words, the fourth day, we have Jesus. And guess what? We are approaching that next 2,000 years after Jesus. 2033, or if we go into the Jewish calendar, you know, we can see a lot of things happening. And Jesus tells us about that day. Let's go over to Luke chapter 21. And let's think about this idea. We live on the edge of a new world. The age to come is breaking in. Are you more anchored in the night of this age or the day of Christ's kingdom? And so we're going to look at Luke chapter 21. And we want to start in the 10th verse. All right, here we go. Then Jesus continued by saying to them, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in the various places, plagues and famines, and there will be terror and great signs from heavens. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and will persecute you, delivering you into the synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. Look at that. it will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. So make up your mind not to prepare beforehand to defend yourselves. For I will give you utterance and wisdom, which none of your opponents will be able to resist or refute. But you will be betrayed even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death, and you will be hated by all because of my name. Yet not a hair of your head will perish, but your endurance, by your endurance, you will gain your lives. And so here we see Jesus saying, hey, the day is almost done. Or Paul was saying, the day is almost done. The night is almost done. The day is here to come. And we see that Jesus is now saying, we need to have endurance during these days. We need to outlove our neighbor like never before. We're ending that last day, that last moment where we have grace upon our lives to share the gospel message, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, to really share with them that if we confess Jesus as Lord and believe in our heart that God raised them from the dead, that they too will be saved, just like you've done. It says, by your endurance, you will gain your lives. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then recognizing that her desolation is near, then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains, and those who are in the midst of the city must leave, and those who are in the country must not enter the city, because these are the days of vengeance, so that all the things which are written will be fulfilled. So there are a bunch of stuff written in the Old Testament. If you haven't studied it, I would encourage you to go back and read Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. I would encourage you to read Daniel, especially chapter 9. And so we see here that the days of vengeance are coming, or the days of the wrath of God are coming, so that all the things which were written will be fulfilled. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress upon the land and wrath to this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and will be led a captive into all the nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And I want to agree with Jesus. The time of the Gentiles is being fulfilled. And we know that in Romans chapter 11, it says that there's a partial hardening happening until the time of the Gentiles is fulfilled. This scripture that we are seeing right before us, this night that is coming, that is almost done, and the day is almost here, is the time when us as the bride of Christ will be in the presence of Almighty God. We don't want to see anyone left behind. We don't want to see anyone here on earth when the wrath of God comes upon to discipline the nation of Israel. So it says, there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars on the earth, dismay among the nations in perplexity, at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting from fear and the expectation of the things which are coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And I think that's another verse, endurance. And then we see this, but when we start seeing these things start to take place, straighten up. Some of us need to straighten up in this world. We need to straighten up and lift up our heads, because your redemption is drawing near. So I want to encourage you. These days are very, very exciting that we're living in. Share the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Yes, we want the government of Washington to change. Yes, we want the churches to have a revival. Yes, we want to see families restored and individual responsibility to come. At the same time, I got to tell you something. At the same time, we need to straighten up and put our eyes upon our citizenship, which is in heaven. And we need to tell others about this as well. You say, why? Because we want to love our neighbor. We don't want to see our neighbor hurt. We don't want to see our neighbor go through tribulation. We don't want to see our neighbor have the wrath of God poured out on them. Then he says this parable. Then he told them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees, as soon as they put forth leaves, you see it and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, recognize that the kingdom of God is near. Now, some suppose that this is around 1948. Some suppose this is 1967, whatever it is. I don't know. But I do know that Israel is back in its land. I do know that many of the other nations are there as well. They all have trees on their flags. I do know that that we see much of this taking place. So you also see the things which are happening, recognizing the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, This generation will not pass away until all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts will not be weighed down with dissipation, there we go, and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that they will come on you suddenly like a trap. So we need to, what does it say? That we need to be on guard today. The night is coming to an end and the day is coming. Jesus is coming back. And church, I want to make sure that you are ready for the return of your Messiah, Jesus Christ. For it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of the earth, but keep on the alert. So be on guard. Keep on the alert at all times, praying that you will have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, during the day, he was teaching in the temple, but at evening, he would go out and spend the night on the mount that is called Olivet. And all the people would get up early in the morning to come to him in the temple to listen to him. So that is where we are today. Loving your neighbor, telling them the truth about Jesus is the number one thing that you can do today in the public square. A couple application questions. Where do you still cling to night behaviors or night mindset? How does remembering that the day is at hand impact your fears? And what hope do you need to preach to yourself about the coming day? And this is very encouraging. Today is the day of salvation. It is closer than ever before. So speak that gospel message. It is good news to those around you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We do thank you that salvation is near. We do thank you that the night is drawing near and the day is coming. Lord, as the bride of Christ, we are looking forward to our Messiah's return, to Jesus Christ's return. And we listen for that trumpet to call us up to heaven. Lord, as the bride of Christ, we pray over Jerusalem and for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that you would begin just to move on us in a powerful, powerful way, that the testimony of God, your testimony, will go out like never before. Let Bob Ferguson be saved by Jesus Christ. Let Trump be completely saved by Jesus Christ. Let myself and salvation to be in my heart each and every day by the salvation of Jesus Christ. God, we lift up our elected officials. Change our hearts, oh God. The night is drawing near. The day is coming. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.